Today, supporters of gun control made a last-ditch effort to renew the assault weapons ban. The landmark law is set to expire on Monday, 10 years after it was passed. President Bush has said that he would sign a renewal of the ban if lawmakers send one to him. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, there has been no movement among congressional leaders to save the law.
The nation's police chiefs gathered for breakfast at a Washington hotel today. They were fueling up before lobbying Congress to renew the assault weapons ban. Major police executives fear they will be outgunned if the 10-year-old restrictions on military-style weapons are lifted next week. Clarence Edwards is president of the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives and a veteran cop.
Well, the problem as we see it is the large magazine capacity of an assault weapon, with weapons that can fire anywhere from 30 to 100 times. And police officers, for the most part, are armed with semi-automatic weapons today with a maximum capacity of 17 to 18 rounds.
Lawmakers like to give officers what they ask for, but this gathering had more the air of a wake, especially for gun control advocates like Sarah Brady.
Hello, Sarah.
Kind of like the old days.
It is.
In the old days, Sarah Brady of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence helped pass the ban and other laws, but now, standing by her wounded husband Jim, Sarah Brady is fighting to keep one of her major achievements from evaporating.
And it's unbelievable to me that we, after 10 years of seeing this ban, that we have to go to it again after all those years of hard work.
But much has changed in those 10 years. According to Wayne LaPierre of the National Rifle Association, the biggest change is that many Democrats believe they lost control of Congress in part because of the 1994 assault weapons ban.
Congressmen have a long memory, and they don't want to go down that path again.
The NRA insists the ban has not reduced crime, that only strict prosecution of gun offenders reduces violence. LaPierre says the ban and most other gun laws are aimed at the wrong people.
But it will come down to the same thing. Register all the law-abiding folks' guns, ban guns, license all honest gun owners.
The NRA has been anticipating the ban's demise for months now, but today the NRA chose to lie low as gun control supporters summoned their most moving speakers to a Capitol Hill lobbying blitz. Tom Mauser stepped to the mic wearing a button with a picture of his son Daniel, who died in the Columbine school shootings. Mauser removed his tennis shoes and placed them on the podium.
These are the shoes that my son wore on April 20th, 1999. I wear them to symbolize that nobody, no parent, should have to wear these shoes. No parent should have to be in this position.
And ban supporters, such as Senator Charles Schumer of New York, showed up to make sure that President Bush gets the blame if the law sunsets.
We cry out for leadership. Where are you, Mr. President? One phone call to the House of Representatives saying, put the bill on the floor of the House, and we will pass it, and it will become law.
With that, cops and victims fanned out across Capitol Hill. They spoke with some members and with some key staffers, but the landscape did not shift. Today, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay said even if the president did ask him, the answer would still be no, because there aren't enough votes to keep the ban alive. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.